RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm working really hard to not talk about Terry over here. I'm distracted by the tattoo story now. We're working like really hard over here to not talk about Terry. Thank you.
Yeah, we're working like super hard.
Super hard over here. Thank you, Josh Harris. We're working so hard to not have this Terry discussion. We will. We will have the Terry discussion.
The thing is, the tattoos are interesting.
I'm kind of intrigued by the tattoos. I'm also, far be it from me to impugn the credibility of one Boomer Esiason, but Boomer says it's $50,000 to get knocked out to do a leg tattoo. So here's the story. It's from Front Office Sports. Inked under anesthesia, athletes getting $50,000 tattoos. Talking about Justin Simmons, NFL safety. Sedation-assisted tattoo sessions are a growing trend among elite athletes and celebrities who want large-scale ink without the time commitment or pain. He says, quote, "I remember them saying, we're about to put you under, count backwards from 10. I got to 8. Next thing I knew, my brother was waking me up." He said the advantage is faster recovery time and no lingering swelling to interfere with his training.
No.
Okay. No.
I'm out on this.
Do you have tattoos?
I do.
Did you get anesthesia before your tattoos?
At no point. I've seen the numbing cream go around too. None of that.
I've never gotten a tattoo. Not like a stand or anything. I've just never gotten one. Mm-hmm. As you know, I don't feel passionately enough about anything to move into tattoo land.
Get a Richmonder tattoo.
Well, my attention will, like, something else shiny will catch my eye. They say if you want a tattoo, draw it out, wait a year, and if you still want it, then you get it, right? That's the rule of thumb. We can't do a whole cohesive segment on this radio show of 10 minutes, let alone fixate on something for a whole year.
This is very true.
But that's why do we need to be knocked out to get a tattoo?
I guess for him, I understand, right? Because he has to go back to training. But I am actually very out. The more I talk myself out of it.
What's the... It still happens.
You still get it. I don't understand how it's decreasing the swelling.
That's
right?
What I don't... Now, I think the point is, like, a single tattoo artist, it would take several days, several sessions to do a big sleeve. And they have like 4 tattoo artists there. And when you get knocked out, like, go, like NASCAR pit crew, like they run in there, they're changing the tire. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
So you have 1 recovery day instead of 4 recovery days.
But it's your whole leg.
Sure. Yeah, it's still
You got to connect there's a whole process to this. Has no one watched Ink Master?
I do think the pain is a little bit a part of the process. Now the 50,000 is the headline number. That's one guy's like full body tattoo. It's not, to be clear, it's not 50 grand to get knocked out with anesthesia. That's like one guy going to like a high end place with like 9 tattoo artists working on him at the same time.
It says his base price is 30K. So if you're walking in ready to pay 30K,
this guy, yeah. But also, like, couldn't you just fall asleep? Like,
I was just telling you, people do. It's scary.
A 12-pack of Busch Light is like $16 now, which that's its own story. That's a ridiculous number, but that's the economy. We can't control the economy.
That's for downstairs.
But $16, 12-pack of Busch Light, I mean, wake up, you got a tattoo.
Boom.
That's how we did it back when I was a kid.
Back
in my day. And we got tattoos.
We sat through the pain.
And we sat through the pain. We just had 12-pack of, you know. I mean, back in the day, you could get a 30-pack of Keystone Light for $18. And that's, you can't sniff those prices anymore.
What is this?
$18, you can't buy one beer at the amphitheater for $18. If you come down tonight and you see me with a beer, I need it reported. You're not going to see me with a beer at the amphitheater tonight. Not going to happen.
Not paying that $20.
No.
Huh?
No. I did a whole segment about it. If you pay, you're part of the problem.
Yep.
We can fix this problem collectively.
Take a stand.
I will be 1/7,000th of the solution tonight. That is
Spread that gospel.
I'm going to go to Capitol Ale House before the show. You know what I'm going to do there? I'm going to have a beer.
Boom.
And then I'm going to go over to the amphitheater and not have a beer. And I'm going to be 1/7,000th of the solution.
Because you're saving up for this anesthetic tattoo.
I don't want to brag, but I'm going to have to on the air. I got a vasectomy. That's not the brag. Lots of guys do that. I didn't get knocked out. And I tell people that, like, most guys who I tell that to, like, wow. Like, 99% of dudes choose to get knocked out for the vasectomy. It's not...
Interesting.
I think we're getting soft as a country.
Why did you stay awake?
Well, there's no... Getting knocked out can have negative health effects. And also, like, they gave me a Valium. Like, I was loopy for the whole thing. Like, here's what happened. I don't read the directions. Like, we get a piece of IKEA furniture. I'm not a read the directions guy.
Sure.
We're going to be able to figure this out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could never be a baker. I could be a chef.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can grill you a nice steak.
Okay.
How do you do it? I don't know. You put a little salt on, you put a little pepper, a little oil, season it, cook
Boom.
It for a little while. You're done. That's how you cook a steak. But I could never be like a baker, like, you know, 17 grams of this or whatever. Like, nobody's got the time for that. So I didn't read all the paperwork. It's only my balls. And so halfway through, the guy, you know, we're chatting, and the whole story is a whole story. Because I went to South Beach to get it done.
That's very nice.
Yeah, we're in Miami. The guy's doing it, and I said, kind of smells like something's burning in here, and he goes, yeah, that's you.
Oh,
no, maybe I should have read the directions.
What does that mean? Hang on.
No, maybe I should have read the directions. Yeah, people seem like I don't want to get knocked out unless it's absolutely necessary. Like brain surgery, yeah, you got to knock me out. I get that. It feels like I don't want to be knocked out gratuitously, like for a tattoo.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, it just feels like, you know, I've seen a lot of no-regrets tattoos.
I love the no-regrets tattoo.
Right? What if you wake up and your whole leg sleeve is... I don't know.
I'm also curious. Now, these are professionals, so I don't think they have anything to worry about. But four tattoo artists at the same time, are there going to be stylish? Like, we don't invite four artists to all paint a quarter of the canvas.
No.
That doesn't feel like a good idea from an artistic standpoint either, I guess.
It just seems stressful on so many levels to me.
I'm a hard no.
Yeah,
on the anesthesia
out
tattoo.
On this.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
You have to suffer the half-finished tattoo also. Everyone being like, oh, what are you doing there? It's only lines, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going back for my next session.
And also, football player. I get that he trains hard. I get that it's a year-round sport. My understanding is they wrap up the season in February at Bud Light Big Game Week.
And that's a great time to get a tattoo. You don't have to be out in the sun. You can protect it for a few months.
But my understanding is the new training camp doesn't start for a really long time.
Healing time.
Not long enough to get Terry McLaurin a contract, though. We cannot duck this topic any longer. It's Terry time. We don't have props, but we have discussion on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Day in here.
Stub dropping by to say hey. Bill Drake dropping by to say hey. Rebecca Wilde. Word's getting back that I'm back, which is so funny. Like, and they say this in radio, that when you get tired of saying something, the audience is just starting to hear it. That's one of the things. Like, you know, when we do all the little bits and stuff, like, we still have people that come up and be like, I love crosstalk. Like, the crosstalk sounder, that's great. Like, I hear that every day of my life. But not everybody tunes into every minute of every day. Word's getting back that we're back.
He's back!
You know who's not back? Terry McLaurin's not back. The Junkies have the Terry-o-meter. Hey, so take a swing at this if you want. You're as knowledgeable on this as anybody else. What percentage confidence do you have, 0 to 100, that Terry McLaurin plays the first game of the NFL season against the New York Giants? I am intrigued by this in a lot of ways. Normally, I would say 95, 98, 99. Now, I've been wrong the whole way about this. I said we're going to get this done before training camp. I said we're going to get this done quickly in training camp. I've been nothing but wrong on this issue, so let me give you my professional prediction here, which is I think it gets done. This is interesting because, and we don't disrespect opponents any given Sunday, it's the NFL, they should be able to beat the Giants even without Terry McLaurin. This is a mismatch. This is going to be a popular survivor pool pick in week one, the Commanders. I'm not touching it, but this is going to be a popular survivor pool pick. Is that empower him or the team to continue playing hardball into week one? That's what's giving me the pause right now. Terry wants to play. The team wants Terry to play. There's an obvious middle ground here, and we've been dancing around it for a while. The middle ground, of course, is put the DK Metcalf contract in front of him. See if he signs it or not. It's $32 million a year, with 2 years guaranteed and team options in years 3 and 4. It's the perfect litmus test. Terry cannot win the court of public opinion if he asks for more than DK Metcalf. That is a slight overpay by the team, which, by the way, has money. That's a relevant factor here. They have money. They have salary cap space. Put that contract in front of him. Let him sign it. We'll go back to playing football because he understands he can't walk away from that deal. We're not doing that. I don't know why we're not doing that. The longer this goes, the more I think somebody's being a stubborn, you know, a stick in the mud or whatever here. I'm debuting my Terry meter fully in the green with a 91% chance he plays week one.
Oh, 91.
91% chance. Ryan Kerrigan, 91.
All right. I think I'm a little lower than you because I'm getting nervous.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I work my other job, and they're big fans over there, and they're like, how are you feeling about Terry? And I've been saying for weeks, I'm like, it'll get signed. Listen to you, MP.
Yeah, no, you got to quit listening to me.
I got to quit listening to you, because now I look silly. Tuned into the morning meeting, and I was like, well, he still hasn't signed yet.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm clocking in at a 75. I think I'd be really surprised if he doesn't play, but I think what you're saying with the Giants, you know,
it's empowering them. Now,
it's possible.
Is it possible that the team is truly just not going to give them a new contract? Like, we have contracts, we play under them here. Now the ball's in Terry's court. Would you miss an entire NFL season? That's its own discussion, too. That's a crazy one. Now, the injury thing, they've allowed him to do the I'm hurt thing, so he could theoretically ride that in week one, be on the roster, but hurt, where he's still under contract, just not playing. That gets messy fast because you're going to have a lot of back and forth on that. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. We have mixed feelings about Mike Florio, but when you need a conspiracy theory, he is your guy, and he dialed one up. Let's go to Conspiracy Corner.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories.
A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
This is a double barrel from Mike Florio, because this is both Terry McLaurin and Micah Parsons. He's suggesting to both of them. Mike Florio, who is a lawyer by training, and the lawyer's going to come out here in a second, points out that NFL contracts only govern weeks 1 through 17, the regular season. So in the playoffs, players do not make their listed contract. Okay, so you think about, you know, who's Patrick Mahomes is going to make $50 million this year, and guy who's a bench warmer at corner for the Chiefs is going to make $400,000 this year. So on a per game basis, right, they come in Monday, Mahomes gets a very large check, 1/17 of that. The other guy gets a very small check, 1/17 of his number. That's how they play. When they play a playoff game, they both make the exact same amount. There is a set NFL postseason salary. It's negotiated. All players make the same amount in the postseason. You play the game, you get the number. And, you know, it's based on the TV deals and the money, the 47%, all that. Everybody gets well compensated. So for the lower paid guys on the team, playoffs is a monster incentive. I would guess there's guys on the Commanders who made more in the playoffs last year than they made in the regular season last year. That's how big of a swing it can be for a low-paid guy. For a high-paid guy, you're essentially playing for free to try to win a title at this point. It's a drop in the bucket, you know, compared to the other money that you're making. Mike Florio says, Terry needs to say, I understand I have a contract for this season to play football, but it ends in week 17, and if I don't get a new deal, I will refuse to play in the playoffs.
Oh! Oh!
He says if he announces it now, everybody can have time to think on it, to chew on it, and fans will get less mad at him when we get there. I think he's wrong.
Oh, you think they want the star in the playoffs?
I don't think the fans would understand that even the little tiniest bit.
No, we want to win.
Even if it was communicated for months in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we get mad at college football players for not playing in the mayonnaise bowl. And we think that the Commanders fan base is just going to, as a whole, be like, well, Terry's not in the playoffs. He announced it 4 months ago, so that's reasonable, and KJ Osborne will step up and it'll be fine. We've had time to prepare. Nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to say that.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's suggesting Micah Parsons do the same in Dallas. Now, that's a tougher negotiating ploy, because the Cowboys have to make the playoffs to follow through on that.
Indeed.
It's also, in a way, an easier one, because say the Cowboys make the playoffs as the 7th seed, they're not going to win the Super Bowl, they're not going anywhere, so that actually might be the right time to do it, where the fans would still be mad at you, but also like, well, we weren't going to win the Super Bowl, so sure, like, dude,
gotta do what you
that's
gotta
a little
do.
More like sitting out the mayonnaise bowl than the Commanders situation. The Commanders, bona fide, could play in the Super Bowl this year. It's not a far-fetched scenario. If Jaden stays healthy, if everything breaks away, I think it's going to. The Commanders could miss the playoffs this year. I'm not A1. I'm not predicting Super Bowl. I'm not in that business. But it's absolutely possible. There is a percentage chance, and it's a double-digit percentage chance, I believe, that when we go to Bud Light Big Game Week, we're talking about the Washington Commanders playing in that game. It's possible, and it's very possible with this team. So with Terry, it would be a little more meaningful. Florio, if the player ultimately doesn't play in the playoffs, maybe the team and not the player will get the blame for the situation if they announce it in advance. No. No, that's absolutely not what will happen. It's easy to blame the player. It's easy to line up behind the owners and root for the laundry, but the owners know how to use business leverage, which is why they will not be thrilled if this specific form of leverage is ever used against them.
Wow.
If I were Adam Peters, I would love that so much. If Terry and I'm going to play the season but not the playoffs, you are 100% going to cave before the playoffs. No chance anybody could withstand that week, because it wouldn't just be the fans at that point. It would be the locker room, too. The locker room would not understand. Right now, everybody in that locker room, when they do interviews, when they do Commanders, when they do, you know, whatever, you know, rah-rah team building thing they do, they're fine with supporting their brother, because they want money too. So when Jaden's asked about it, when all these guys are asked about it, yeah, hey, we miss Terry, but he'll be back. And you know, he's handling his business. Nobody's going to give that quote the week of a playoff game. No chance. This situation has gotten absurd. It's time for Terry to sign. It's time for Adam Peters to put the DK Metcalf contract in front of him so we can know who means business here and who doesn't. And if Adam Peters is unwilling to do that, I stand on hashtag Team Terry. I think the team is not showing the correct amount of love through financial compensation and enumeration here. I'm on Team Terry. Terry says I'm going to sit out the playoffs. I'm hard out on Team Terry. That's a hard no for me. That's today's Terry talk. We're 15 minutes from Trey Wilson. He's the voice of Flying Squirrels. He's on the road. He'll fill us in on his travels. We'll get you up to speed on everything else around the NFL on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the mic.
All right, listen up, class.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Checking in on the world of sports. We'll be in Blacksburg tomorrow, Virginia Tech football. Media Day. Looking forward to that one. Hopefully it goes better than that baseball game down at Bristol over the weekend, which got rained out and then delayed, and then they ran out of beer. Can't run out of beer. Cardinals sin at a sporting venue. On Tuesdays, we check in with our guy Trey Wilson, but we do have a special treat for you today because we have, a new introduction for Trey Wilson. We ready to fire that up? Let's do it.
Top of the fourth inning.
Time to bring it on.
Voice of the Squirrels.
Here's Trey Wilson on the call.
Trey Wilson.
Thank you very much.
That's the good stuff right there. Thank you, Hazel, for that. Squirrels back in action tonight in Erie. But first we play Where in the World is Trey Wilson today. Trey, where are you at?
I'm in Erie. I'm actually at the hotel, sitting at the desk, been doing a little work, nothing crazy, trying to be responsible.
How was last night?
Yeah, I went down to Blaine and I both went to Pittsburgh yesterday. The Pirates last night, so got to stop in and see a bunch of old friends, a bunch of former Squirrels. I was with Altoona, the Pirates affiliate, for a long time, so I also got to see a lot of my old friends from the Pirates, and that was great. But saw Logan Webb, got to talk with him for a little bit yesterday. If anybody was watching the internet yesterday, he had a great video with Mike Francesa and Eli Manning. I don't know, did you see this, Michael? There's an old viral, the Giants. Yeah, there's an old viral call-in to the New York talk radio with Mike Francesa where this guy, it was a prank, but Francesa, you know, he it's a lot with him. But the guy's like, do you think the San Francisco baseball Giants, when they come into town, ever hang out with the New York Giants? And it sparked this whole thing. So the San Francisco baseball Giants and New York Giants hung out. And former Squirrel Logan Webb was in this video with Eli Manning, and there were a couple of other great spinoff videos that came out of it, including Eli breaking down Logan Webb's high school football highlights, his quarterback highlights. So
it's a great bit.
Yeah, I thought it turned out great. So I was talking with Webby about his acting skills yesterday, and he was raving about Eli, said that guy was hilarious, he was great. Like Webby said, he couldn't stop laughing the whole time he was there. Like Eli just had everybody in stitches the whole time. So it was super great to get to see a bunch of our old Richmond guys yesterday up in Pittsburgh. It was nice to spend the off day in Pittsburgh before we came here to Erie. Drury Erie, the clouds are out like they always are, and got a chance to see Goochland's own Justin Verlander put together a good outing last night, too. It's just a shame they couldn't hold on to it for him.
Yeah, walk off for the Pirates. But good to see Justin Verlander putting it together. And, man, I mean, just talk about ageless wonder. The fact that he's still out there doing it at that age is absolutely incredible.
He hit 98 last night. He's 42 years old. And at one point I watched him take a little bit of a tumble trying to field a ground ball and bounce right back up. And I was like, man, he's got to be careful. A little old for that. he's got me by 7 years. Well, now 6 years, and I was thinking, like, man, I'm sore from just sitting in this chair. I was watching him from up in the press box, but good for him. The Giants. It's been bizarre. If anybody's been following this, Verlander is possibly got a chance to maybe be the last we might see for a long, long time get to 300 wins, and he's now like 1-8 this year with the Giants or whatever.
No. Yeah,
some of them have been some outings that he has struggled, but there have been a bunch where he's had good outings and the bullpen's let him down, and that's what happened last night. It was a shame because he had a great outing, and he blew away former Flying Squirrel Joey Bart with a 98 mile an hour fastball. And Joey said after the game, said, I'm glad I never faced him in his prime. If this is his, you know, if this is his late career, partial stuff version of himself. So, it's good to see. Hopefully he gets a chance to pile on a few more wins down the stretch this year.
I'm pulling for him, but man, it's not looking great on the 300 chase with the numbers this year, which would make Randy Johnson next up for last guy to get to the milestone, because it looks increasingly out of reach. I want to get to the Squirrels trade, but before I do, you've been to a lot more baseball stadiums than me. To me, though, that PNC Park, Pittsburgh, that's a top five, maybe a top three, maybe a top one baseball stadium in America for me. Is it? You've been to a lot of them. Is it that good, or is that lower on your list?
It's number one on my list. I have some sentimental ties to it. Spent a lot of years out here coming to games when I was working with their Double-A team. But even without it, I've been to Fenway and I've been to Wrigley. They're awesome. They're great. The history is, you know, you can't replicate that. But just on its own, PNC Park is great. Fenway, if you go to Fenway a lot, it loses some of its luster because it's very uncomfortable. It's very crammed.
Yep.
And same thing with Wrigley Field. Pittsburgh is my favorite baseball stadium in the major leagues, no question. The view is incredible. You know, on the inside, the broadcast booths are really high in the press box. So it's you feel pretty far from the field. It's not quite as bad as Nationals Park, where you feel like you're calling the game from the moon. But it's other than that, everything about that stadium is perfect, and it's a great spot. And when Pittsburgh is good, it's I remember working the 2015 wild card game when they were playing the Cubs, and the whole day, the whole North Shore of Pittsburgh felt like a college football game day. People tailgating, the crowd was incredible. They did the blackout. It's a shame that they're not better. It's a shame that they don't get the investment from ownership to be better at baseball at the major league level, because that is such a great sports town. And when PNC Park is packed, it's one of the best atmospheres in sports.
Yeah, well put. A great town. The Nats Park press box is the gold standard for height. When I covered the first season there, the Giants came to town, and Dave Fleming in his first broadcast said, "I haven't been this high since the 70s," which I thought was a good zinger by him. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, joins us on Tuesdays. Let's talk about the local nine. Big series here against Erie, a place that where it has traditionally been tough for the Squirrels to get a win, and then coming back home, big series against Altoona, feels like a lot's on the line in these next 12 games.
Yeah, it's nice to have meaningful baseball in August. It's pretty great. Yeah, this week the Squirrels play the Erie Seawolves. Those who follow this team know that it's been kind of a rivalry over the last few years. They've been in the playoffs twice in 2022 and 2023. Erie won both those. Erie's actually back-to-back champs. They've already clinched a playoff spot this year, trying to make it three straight. So this has been a place that's been pretty tough over the years. And the Squirrels are 2.5 games behind first place Altoona, sitting in a tie. The Squirrels are tied for second right now in these second half standings with this weird split season. So yeah, these next 12 games are very big. Got a chance to. It's all right in front of the Squirrels. You know, they've got Altoona next week, plus they play them again in Altoona in a few weeks. So they still have 12 games left against the first place curve. So next week at home against Altoona is going to be a huge series. This week, obviously big. It'd be nice to exercise some demons a little bit, like they did in Akron, winning a series there for the first time in a long time earlier this summer. So a chance to do that this week here in Erie. The Seawolves haven't been quite as dominant as they were most of the first half. The Squirrels have been playing a lot better, even last week in losing the series at Somerset. Just a lot of one-run and two-run losses. So if they can figure out how to come up with those timely hits, bring home runners when they get in scoring position, that's really they're that close. They were doing it really well for a few weeks and have regressed a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But it's not like they're losing every game 19-0 like first half.
No, they're right in the thick of it, and big week to make a statement. We'll be listening to Trey and Blaine on the call tonight, and then day game tomorrow, 1 o'clock matinee in Erie. We've also got the announcement today: Dominion Energy is going to put a solar array on top of CarMax Park, which would be enough energy to power 250 homes. Trey, if you want to, I guess it feels like you got an announcement every week. The momentum's really rolling here.
Yeah, as we get closer to CarMax Park opening in April, there's just going to be more and more coming out related to this ballpark. So, yeah, we're excited to partner with Dominion Energy. It's going to be a pretty impressive setup that they're going to be putting at CarMax Park. That's going to be coming after the 2025 season. So, I'm sorry, after the 2026 season. So that's still going to be a couple of years away, but it's a pretty exciting project. And of course, as we roll through these next few weeks, there are only, I said it last week, but it's still the case, there are only 18 regular season home games left at the Diamond. So we had an internal conversation yesterday. It's kind of a departmental meeting, and we were talking, man, the tickets are moving for those last few games at the Diamond in September. And we're getting to a point where if you're wanting to get to one of those games, I'm not saying this as a salesperson. I am not a salesperson at all. but those tickets are going very quickly. I would suggest to grab them pretty soon. I say that just, you know, as a baseball fan looking out for baseball fans. That last week is going to be extremely popular. But if you're just thinking, man, I got to get out to the Diamond and celebrate, I just want to take in one more game there before this place, before the Squirrels are done playing there and moving over to CarMax Park. There's only 18 home games left starting next Tuesday when we come back home. So it's time. I'd love to see y'all out there and help close this place down and celebrate all the great history of the last 40 years there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll look forward to welcoming you back to Richmond after a couple weeks on the road, as well as the team next week. Get your tickets. They're back home Tuesday night for a week-long homestand. Trey Wilson, voice of the Squirrels. We will catch you tonight on the air.
Talk to you all in a few hours. It's going to be a fun week up here in Erie, but we're looking forward to getting back home. This two-week road trip is very long, so we'll talk to you all tonight, but we're thinking about getting back to Richmond soon.
Looking forward to it. Trey Wilson on the call tonight. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Flying Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the mic. Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Everybody's got props, all right? Here's the problem. I can't compete with the junkies. They got props? You kidding me? We don't have props. We don't have a TV deal. So there's that. But we definitely don't have props. They got the Terry-o-meter. I'm looking at studio next to us. Lily's over there in the beat making social media videos. We're no man's land. We're not props. How are we expected to compete with the junkies?
We just can't.
We cannot compete with the
we
junkies.
We have no Terry-o-meter. Who are we? What are we doing?
What am I supposed to do? A verbal Terry-o-meter? Get out of town with that.
It just doesn't hit the same. Sorry, MP.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Pack it up. Catch you tomorrow. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. The Tuesday edition means Tuesdays with Trey. Trey Wilson's the voice of the Flying Squirrels. He'll chat with us at 11 from wherever he is. Last night, he was at PNC Park watching the San Francisco Giants. Two nights ago, he was in New York City. Saw him running around Times Square. Three nights ago, he's probably at a ball game because the Squirrels do play occasionally at night, and they resume tonight. Unfortunately, lost four out of six in that most recent road trip. So Squirrels need to get back on track. Great opportunity to do so this week against Altoona. Trouble with the Altoona curve. They are sitting in the spot the Squirrels would like to sit in. We'll talk to Trey Wilson about that in a bit. You can hear the game tonight on The Fan. We'll get you to AWOD Radio at noon. He's at Capitol Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. It's not a Monday. This isn't a rerun. He just loved it so much he came back today. I respect that.
They got a good Burger Night deal.
I got a gift card to Capitol Ale House the other day. Yeah.
Ooh.
I may put that in play tonight because it's right, the downtown one's right across from our Richmonder offices.
Oh, fancy.
And I'm going to go, I'm going to make my inaugural amphitheater appearance tonight.
Oh, really?
I've still not been.
Who's playing tonight?
Mumford.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, with Maggie Rogers.
Oh, that's going
to
be good.
It's going to be a great show. Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Maybe I'll camp out by the no loitering signs and watch you guys have fun.
I wondered about, like, I feel like, am I going to feel like a sucker for having paid? It's possible.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Take that, Michael.
They're outside.
They're
getting to the air.
They're getting the same show I'm getting. I'm excited to see the amphitheater. It is very fashionable to bash on the amphitheater. And I get why. Because it's new and it's shiny, it's corporate, and we don't do that in Richmond. But I also think it's a great idea putting an amphitheater right there on that hill overlooking the river. And Mumford & Sons as Maggie Rogers.
I mean, come on.
Trombone Shorty. Oh. Also there tonight.
Oh, man.
Right? Right?
I'm definitely being on the bridge.
Well, come on down. Yeah. We'll make that Stubble figure it out. Stubble sneak us out.
Oh, yeah. We got an insider. What are we doing? I'm not hanging out with the no loitering sign.
I kind of want to hang out with the no loitering sign. You can go at my lawn spot. I'm gonna go hang out with the loiterers.
I just kind of want to see if anyone really tries to shoo us away.
Nobody tries to shoo you away.
Well, then.
It's public property.
Boom.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and Stubb and I have talked about this. You can't, like, you don't get amenities. You can't, there are no restrooms, there's no concession, like, because it's not their property.
Right,
it's public
right.
property. You know, there's the war memorial, too, up there. That's a war memorial, not a public restroom, yeah. Right? So there's a little, that friction's going to have to resolve itself at some point. But I may have to pregame at Capitol Ale House, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So from one cap ale to another. AWOD will be at Innsbruck today, noon to 3. Will he have props? He better if he wants to keep up.
Oh, he better.
Terriometer.
He's making some social media videos.
I mean, he does make social media videos. 910 The Fan on social media. He's very good at that. We had Biff the intern this year who was very good at that. The kids get it.
Oh, yeah.
They know the social media. All right. I asked you earlier today. I'm not going to shame you because our interns at the Richmonder didn't know this either. So yesterday, the Richmonder had one of its biggest traffic days ever because we were featured in the Drudge Report.
Right. And I said, I don't know what that
is. It's a full zero for you, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who Monica Lewinsky is.
Well, of course I know who Monica Lewinsky is.
We're good. The Drudge Report, it was like the original online aggregator of news.
Okay.
All right, and we're going deep into a rabbit hole, so just buckle up. Sorry, everybody, Terriometer in segment two. we got to clear the decks to explain what the Drudge Report is. So Matt Drudge was the original aggregator of news, and the website is just like 100 links with headlines on them. There's no graphic design to it at all. It's spastic. It's everywhere.
Okay.
He broke the Lewinsky Clinton story.
Oh.
And this was in 97?
Ooh.
I mean, whenever that was. So at the time, this triggered a million think pieces of like, oh my gosh, this internet reporter has this giant story that the media missed. What is going on here? Are people going to use the internet to get news and information? Yes, is the answer to that. But then also, like, all the mainstream outlets were like tripping all over themselves to be like, you know, Newsweek and Time and all that. There, we knew. We were vetting it. We knew, but we knew. We definitely knew. Just didn't think we needed to tell you, but we knew. Totally knew. So that made Drudge popular. So he is a right-wing icon. So for a long time, like if, like even before Fox News, if you were right wing, that's where you went. You got your news. He linked all the places and non-right wing people too. But you know, the Lewinsky thing put him on the map. There is a secret rumor because he was anti-Trump. Okay. Trump came out and he put in stories that were anti-Trump, kind of made clear like, not my guy, not my party. You know those people. And then like 5 years ago, there's an abrupt shift back, kind of leaning into it again. And yeah, and so.
Oof.
There's a rumor.
Interesting.
That he secretly sold the site.
Oh.
But part of the deal was they got to keep acting like he was doing it because he's the credibility.
Right.
It would be like buying Pat McAfee's show and being like, and now here's Biff. You know, like we bought the Pat McAfee show. We've installed a new host. You can't, like, that's the brand.
Right. You have to do
it. If it's not Matt Drudge's news, what are we doing here? It's not the Drudge Report. So there's always been, ooh, in journalism circles, the whispers,
oh,
that he cashed out 5 years ago. He's on a beach somewhere, sipping drinks with little umbrellas in him, laughing at all of us still clicking on his website.
Wow.
Millions of readers. He, like, now obviously skews older because of all the things I just mentioned, but we got a link on the Drudge Report yesterday on our website. Boom, kaboom.
Oh, my goodness.
People read it. Whoever owns it, people,
wow,
are reading it.
Wow. And you didn't ask for the Conspiracy Corner sounder on this? He secretly sold it. He's on a beach somewhere.
I will call for the Conspiracy Corner sounder in today's program. I will not. Oh. I will not do it in this segment, though.
Okay, we'll hold you to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that when we get to Terry, because Mike Florio floated a Terry conspiracy yesterday, and so we've got a lot of ground to cover on a very important topic. Victory lap, real quick for the show. The NCAA announced yesterday it will not expand the basketball tournament past 68 teams for this year. They will keep the possibility of 72 or 76 for the following season. We're going to take the little wins where we can get them. Seth Davis, who I love, I'm a big Seth Davis fan. We go back. He actually used to correspond when I covered the football team because he is a big fan. And I love Seth Davis. Normally, he is pro-tournament expansion. And he put out there yesterday, like, why is everybody just so intent that 68 is the perfect number? And it's not. 64 is the perfect number. You've already ruined it once. We're trying to keep you from ruining it twice. Well, who says 68 is the only number it can be? Nobody's saying that. 68 is a terrible number. 64 is a mathematically solid number and a great number of teams to have in a bracketed event that's single elimination, because it will eventually get you down to one, which is the goal and where we're going here. That's my take on the NCAA basketball tournament. They need to not expand it. Commanders are on the road to New England today. They'll be in Foxborough tomorrow for joint practices. Y'all know how important the joint practices are. Those are more important than the preseason games. Now the team released the unofficial depth chart yesterday. Terry McLaurin still sitting there at wide receiver number one. Of note, your defensive tackles, Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne, Johnny Newton on the bench to start. That's a lot of respect to give Javon Kinlaw coming in off the street, a guy who did not have a great season with the Jets and struggled with the Niners before that, or message being sent to Johnny Newton, right? Don't believe what you read yet. This is more about sending messages than it is about actually assembling the roster. That one stood out to me. I agree. You don't read into this depth chart. Nobody pay attention to this. And it's gone too far. Like sometimes the reaction goes too far and we have overreaction. The coaches wrote down a depth chart. They didn't draw names out of a hat. Now, are these the guys who are going to run out of the tunnel week one? Of course not. Everybody understands that. Punt returner is listed as KJ Osborne. Jalen Lane is listed as at number two at punt returner. Obviously, we know Jalen Lane's going to be returning punts when the season starts. We all see it. So ask yourself, who's getting sent a message with the depth chart, right? Next level thinking. Turn on the galaxy brain here. The coaches don't assemble these accidentally. Somebody's getting sent a message here. Of note, Von Miller listed as outside linebacker. So you have the four on the line. Payne and Kinlaw inside, of course. Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise as the ends. Cleveland Farrell will sub in there. So those four all listed starters and Von Miller at outside linebacker, which raises the possibility they'll put five down on the defensive line. And I know we're way in the weeds now, certainly more in the weeds than an opening segment that involved a five-minute detour into the Drudge Report needs to be. This show can do it all. We can do it all. We can have it all, contrary to popular belief. This is the most interesting thing to me is that they're listing Von Miller outside linebacker on the field with the other four. Tells me they're getting serious about the pass rush, that they are committed to doing what they need to do to get after quarterbacks this year after a lackluster defensive showing up front last year. We'll hear from Joe Witt, defensive coordinator, later in today's program. Show note, tomorrow we'll be off to Blacksburg, Virginia Tech football media day. We'll bring you those interviews on Friday, though. We'll do a Hokie Spectacular on Friday. Tomorrow we'll do the normal show, just not here. We'll do it somewhere else. We got to get to Terry, though. Junkies have the Terry-o-meter. I will answer their question. I will pose new questions. We will continue to get to the bottom of this. It's Terry O'Clock.
105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, bringing it home on a Tuesday morning.
Only day this week I get to see Hazel, which is bittersweet. The bitter, obviously, because we all love Hazel. The sweet, we're going to be in Blacksburg tomorrow. It's Virginia Tech Media Day. You won't hear any interviews on the show because it doesn't start until noon. That's when we go off the air. But you'll hear us in Blacksburg, and then we're going to make Friday's show of Virginia Tech Spectacular. Tons of interviews. We got all sorts of good stuff lined up for you. We're going to chat with basically everybody who's anybody involved with the Hokies program ahead of that opener. It is this month. We are in the month of football for the Virginia Tech Hokies. Beamer Bowl in South Carolina, Labor Day weekend. You'll hear it right here, of course, on The Fan, and the next week against Vandy. Big game. You're home for the Hokies all season long, and of course, the best previews, the best Hokies talk. Can't wait to see who we run into tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Joe Witt, defensive coordinator, chatted on the other side of that break. And let's knock out Cliff first, because I think Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator, makes a real effort to be uninteresting in everything he says at the podium. Talked about 6 to 7 running backs who could see time. That's how you have to do it in the NFL right now. And of course, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, Bill, as he's known, is the one getting all the attention, all the run right now. I don't think he plays week one. I'm just going to call that right now. I love that tidbit, though. I'd not heard that. So the story is he was Arizona's running back, and he played the first game of the season in Arizona. And the NCAA called that week. It was like, he can't play. And what? We can't play. He's out of eligibility. And their version of events is, there was a kid, when he was at junior college, there was a kid who wore the same number as him who came into games, and it accidentally got scored in the computer as him playing the games. Look, I'm not here to litigate junior college disputes from forever ago, but the NCAA was adamant he can't play. And so all of a sudden, he's got the whole year to himself. Cliff Kingsbury says he ran the scout team offense. So he just hung out and helped everybody practice all season long. I think that's ridiculously cool for him, for a guy who didn't have a lot of ties to the team before and certainly could have gone his own way and bounced and gone to one of those prep camps for the NFL draft, instead stayed with his team for the rest of the year. I think that's a cool tidbit. Lots to get to from Joe Witt. All right, end of Joe Witt's press conference there. First off, I love Joe Witt, great energy. Secondly, as you know, I've put Dan Quinn and Joe Witt a little bit on blast this offseason. Now, I think they'll rise to the occasion. Cliff Kingsbury has an easy job. I'm not saying he's not good at his job. He very clearly is. He has Jaden Daniels, right? That makes your job easy. He also received two, you know, really great offensive linemen, one by trade, one by first-round draft pick, and a Deebo Samuel. It's been a very good offseason for Cliff Kingsbury, who, by the way, had a good offense last year, too. The rich get richer, right? This is not communism here in Ashburn. Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, arguably got a little bit poorer. They didn't do a ton to bolster that defense. Now, they're supposedly great defensive coaches. well, this would be the year you show it. It is easy to be the offensive coordinator with Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying anybody could do it, but I'm saying it's easier. Can they get this defense to rise to the level it needs to rise to? That's an interesting question. All right, most interesting thing out of that press conference was at the very end. Did you catch it? Right there at the very end, he kind of snuck it in. You know, this year we've got everybody going the way we want them going. Everybody's pulling our direction. And I'm not sure we had that last year. All right. Now, it is tradition, of course, in the NFL when you have like a 4-12 season, everybody lines up to swing at the pinata. We all hated each other. I was the problem. But that was a successful team last year. And we got a little bit of that. Now, I'm just thinking about the roster. And I'm thinking, all right, the two first-round draft picks who got cut, obviously, Emmanuel Forbes being the first one, and then Jamin Davis, who that was a little bit different. But there's one guy who came to mind immediately when Joe Witt said that for me, John Allen. John Allen left this offseason, and then they spent the exact same amount of money on a guy who is, by all accounts, worse at doing John Allen's job than John Allen. That's Javon Kinlaw, of course. All right. Well, that says something then. Now, I bought the Kool-Aid like, all right, that's an Adam Peters guy. Adam Peters loves his Adam Peters guys. But that makes it make a little more sense, right? Because even Adam Peters is smart enough to know you don't go backwards for the same price. You don't spend the money and be like, I want a little less production there. That, to me, makes sense. That's the guy right there that I think he may have been referring. I'm speculating. I don't know. I don't know Joe Witt. We're not buddies like that. We don't go to the Ashburn Pub together yet. We'll work on that this season. I think that may have been a John Allen reference. Got everybody pulling the way we want them pulling. And I think that's a good set. He was very effusive in his praise of Marshawn Lattimore, who I've also been skeptical of. But I think that's a good thing, especially in light of that. Like, if you're going to make a statement like everybody's pulling the same direction, can you believe the guy who left? I think you got to at least think Marshawn Lattimore's on the same page with you guys, fighting with you guys. So I like that from a defensive perspective for sure. Joe Witt, defensive coordinator, chatting yesterday, and you can tell he's ready to get up to New England. You heard the question, right? Caden Medrano, right? Like, he looks good in training camp. Yeah, but New England's coming after him. We know that. How is he in coverage? How is he going to be at defending those tight ends? I don't have to tell y'all, the long-timer fans, you've got visions in your head already of some tight end you've never heard of torching this team for 4 touchdowns on Thursday night football. That's what was annoying about it. They'd play the Giants. It wasn't Jeremy Shockey catching the 4 touchdowns. It was like his backup. It was like you go to the Broadway play and it's like the understudy's going to go tonight. We don't respect you or your time. That was this linebacking core for a really long time. And Joe Witt understands that, right? Hey, I'm not going to pump Cam Medrano's tires. I'm going to wait and see how he guards these tight ends in New England who you've never heard of. Then we're going to figure it out. Commanders joint practice in New England tomorrow. Of course, we'll bring you all the details of that as it happens. Awad will break all that down for you during his program as well. And then first preseason game Friday night. You'll hear that on 96.1 instead of the Fan, because we got Squirrels baseball. Squirrels are back tonight. Thank you, Trey Wilson, for making time to join us, sharing his travel logs. Got to get back in that playoff chase. That's the game plan right now for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. All right, we gotta duck out of here. Tuesday show's over. Wednesday show just a day away. AWOD Radio up next. Grant Daniel drive you home. Squirrels baseball tonight. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.